Subject, stupid boyfriend. Morning, Shirley and Steve. My boyfriend and I have broken up at least 5 times. Baby mama drama, trust issues, and drugs. He is 25 and I am 19. When I first met him, he was hooking up with my best friend. I didn't steal him from my best friend, depending on how you look at it. He started to have interest in me, and I told him no many times because he wasn't worth it. He wasn't worth losing my best friend. Well, I talked to her about it, and she told me to go for it. So I have been dating him for the past 6 months. He is a club promoter and works at a shoe store. He is also working on getting his visa so he can find a real job. When I first met him, he had a few bad habits, drugs and alcohol. And 2 months ago, he completely gave up his bad habits to support his 7-year-old daughter who lives with the baby mama. I do nothing but support and nurture my man. He told me yesterday that he was going to start doing drugs and alcohol again because he misses that side of himself. What? He told me he would understand if I didn't want to be with him because of it. This killed me. In the past, while he was under the influence, he was disrespectful. I'm so confused. Things have been great this past month. He has been working, trying to get his life together, not taking drugs or alcohol. I'm there for him, staying nights and getting up with him. I don't want to see him become a 30-year-old loser, working at a shoe store and doing drugs. The last thing I want to do is end this relationship again. I want to help him succeed, love himself, love what he does, and love who he is without the drugs and alcohol. I'm lost, confused, and at the edge. Yes, you are lost. Yes, you are confused. And I don't want to see you, guess what, be a 30-year-old loser hanging out with this guy. That's what I don't want for you. Because the middle of this letter, it is just crazy sounding. When you met him, he had a few bad habits, drugs and alcohol. He then gave them up to support his daughter who lives with his baby mama. Okay, that's good. Then he says he's going back to drugs and alcohol because he misses that side of him. What? How do you miss that side of yourself? And you say you do nothing but support and nurture your man. All right, look, I think at 19, you're simply too young for all this drama in your life, all this drugs, all this alcohol, all this back and forth with him, all this disrespect he's giving you, all of that. You deserve so much more. How about taking care of yourself? Just take care of yourself. You're way too into this guy at this age. Quake?
Yeah, he want to leave you. It's just that simple. He just don't know how to break up with you. He's sitting there telling you right now, when a man tell you, if you want to leave me, I understand he wants you to leave. Yeah. That's what he's saying. He said, I want to do drugs and everything. That ain't get you to leave either? Oh, Lord.
Right.
What else I could come up with? I got to find something to get this 19-year-old because I see another one of your friends I want to knock off. I done worked the whole group. I can see it right now here. And you 19, girlfriend. Come on now. You too young to be opening up a rehab center.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing at a 25-year-old. He's trying to break. And he has a 7-year-old. I mean, you was 12 when he had his first kid. You don't have to worry about it. It's time to leave. So you tell him as soon as he came, this is what you should have said. Yeah, this ain't working. You need to go ahead and be with your drugs and alcohol. I'm going to go over here and find me another man. And that's what you should do. Mm-hmm. Let him go. And believe me, you can always find a man with those credentials. They're everywhere at the club. That's what Earthquake is telling you at 19 years old. That's what
right.
I would tell
That's
my
right.
daughter.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Earthquake. Good
That's
advice.
Baby mama.
Yeah.
That's the good advice, and I'm telling her at 19.
But wait a minute. He's going back to drugs and alcohol because he misses that side of himself?
Yeah. Because he feels that's the fun part.
What?
He's 25 and he in there sober just looking at a 19-year-old like, boy, I got to get out this house.
And gave her a warning.
Yeah.
Gave her a warning. Most of them just come
out,
home.
In case you want to get out, now I'm just letting you know, I missed that.
Yeah. Most of them don't give you a warning. Your TV just be missing.
Yeah.
Your car gone.
She's already broken up with this guy 5 times.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is bad. Toxic relationship.
She's too young for that.
Way too.
Let's get on out of this. 25 years old.
She's worried about
at 19.
Him being a 30-year-old loser. What about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got her cape on. She's trying to save him. She's a superhero.
No.
She's a what?
She's a superhero. She got
her
cape on.
Yeah.
What's the man doing bad that's doing on drugs? Let me slide down there and help him out. Get on my back. I'm going to fly you away.
All I do is support and nurture my man. Yeah. You're 19.
Yes.
Stop this.
Yes, tell her, Shirley. One more time. She don't hear you.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Right, I mean, she'll end up being a 30-year-old loser herself if she, you know, and she's too young to see it now. But, yeah, this guy, like you say, Carla, is toxic. He's no good for you. And like you say, Quake, he's trying to get rid of you. He's giving you, opening the door for you to leave.
He's a club promoter. I mean, he sees women all the time getting them in. And he he's ready to move on.
Right, and he doesn't have a visa. I mean, you know, he's using you. Come on, young lady.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on. Work on herself.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.